What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It is time for the spillover. No wrath. We do have AD, and I am joined from New York City by, I guess, my roommate for this trip.
we didn't plan for this.
Some call him Swim. Some call him Nick Sander, but he's with me. And AD, he's already gone on almost a four-mile walk this morning.
Wow.
While I was doing the show here from the hotel room. But he's back. How are you, Swim?
Hello. AD, what's up, my friend?
You guys, I am glad you guys both got into NYC safely and taken care of. How's New York City treating you guys so far?
It was good. We landed at LaGuardia at 5:20 yesterday p.m. and we got our bags by 5:45 time frame. Got picked up by our Uber, which was an interesting ride because this traffic is horrible. We're a block away from Madison Square Garden. I can see it out my window right now.
Oh, wow.
So we like that's where all the action's at here in Manhattan, and 34th Street obviously is busy as heck. So it was stressful for the Uber driver getting us here. He was maybe annoyed by that.
People are crazy. Yeah. Like people are just all over the place, especially at nights. It's a completely different world than what we're used to, I guess.
But we've already gotten close to the Empire State Building. We'll see if we can go up that potentially. Walked around, went to a nice Irish pub. Media over there and had a good time, but
great Irish pub.
Yeah, Jack, I think it's called Jack Doyle's. I want to say
that is
Jack,
correct.
Great pub, all very nicely decorated inside, and but yeah, we'll go to Times Square. I think tomorrow, maybe walk by there today. But there's so much to do and so much to see. So having a great time. Look forward to another full day today of sightseeing here.
Well, you know, they say it's the city that never sleeps, man. In New York City, every time I've been there, I'm probably in New York probably once a year, give or take. And it's the city that never sleeps, man. I want you guys to experience it all, man. Have a freaking blast while you guys are there, man.
I was telling Nick, you know, this does not involve the city itself, but this is also one of my most random encounters of somebody on a plane, which was Mr. Aaron Davis in New York City.
We were.
AD was doing a speech, I believe, in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
I was coming from Pensacola, Florida, like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yep.
And we connected in New York City, and I get on the plane and say, "What the? That's AD. What are you doing here?" You went back. It was worse than you going backwards, completely backwards from Columbus to New York, versus me going just a long triangle here. You backtracked. we saw each other in that airport, and yeah, it was great, but. Today should be a fun time. Looking forward to it. I have not seen a single Boston College fan yet.
Neither have I.
Did you walk around?
There's a lot of people. No, nobody's sporting any gear though.
Right.
I mean, it's all winter jackets.
Winter coats.
So obviously it's tough to see, but, no, for the most part, I mean, I haven't seen a Boston College fan. I saw one Nebraska hat down in the lobby of our hotel about 30 minutes ago. Uh-huh. Other than that, just, people doing their daily lives.
You guys, what's the weather like there in New York right now?
Well, I asked Nick because he went on this long walk, and I said, "You went out with just a sweatshirt on and pants, no coat."
Yeah, I had earmuffs, but I mean, it was good. I mean, it was since you're moving around, AD. I mean, you know this. Since you're moving around, the body stays somewhat warm, but right. It wasn't bad. I think it's like 29 degrees
now. I'm seeing 25 degrees.
Yeah, on one of the little kiosks that I walked by that had like the weather outlook, it said that it was going to get up to about 38 degrees today. So, but that's not till the afternoon. So
I think I'll be out in a winter coat, not just in a sweatshirt. I guess he's tougher than me, AD. You know?
He's definitely tougher than me.
a little bit more body mass on my body than there is on Jake. So, you know, it just warms up a little bit more.
Hey, did you hear about the situation?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In terms of the room, like I said, we if we had booked it, it's me and Nick's fault. Nobody else's fault besides me and Nick. This is like the last hotel room that they had when we booked the New Yorker, and it's a one queen bedroom. And so I offered
split
parts of bed with Nick, and it said pillow wall. He kept saying no. I'm gonna sleep on the floor. So if he complains at all to you on the drive coming up about the situation with the bed, just know I offered him 17 times to put up a pillow wall and share the bed, and he offered to not, and he slept on the floor.
I sat on this. I sat on the bed for the spill over here, and I'm like, oh, so this is what a bed feels like. See, we're not having that. I gave him the option. You can sit on this side of the bed. Whatever.
It's so, it's going to be interesting tonight. Okay, here's what I want to find out, because I know, Nick, you're going to be on the floor, give or take. Are you guys going to rotate who sleeps in the bed? So, well, tonight, Nick, you'll be in the bed, or what?
AD, I brought that idea up. I said, Jake, we could alternate. We could alternate nights. And he's like, nope, we're not doing that. I said, I gave him a fair option. I said, listen, you've got half. This is a good, decent-sized bed. It's a small room. Here's the deal. And in full transparency, I called our hotel yesterday when I was on the way to the Omaha airport, and I requested a cot. I was like, can we get a cot in our room? Well, to give you an idea of the size of the room, AD, unfortunately, we get here and I said, yeah, you know, is my cot request on there? And they were like, well, the room's not big enough to hold a cot.
And it's not.
And it's certainly not. My feet were resting up against my suitcase that's laying on the ground on the floor. So, I mean, it is, we're in a small square here.
It's only because we hit the last room. And it's a wonderful hotel otherwise. Great views of downtown, you know, great access to downtown. But
I asked for an extra set of sheets.
They provided it.
And they gave me some extra pillows. I got an extra comforter. I mean, we're sleeping in style just on the floor.
Well, let me ask you guys this. What is the game plan for tomorrow? Obviously, Nebraska kicks off 11 a.m. Central Time, noon, you guys' this time out there in New York City. You guys, what is your agenda for tomorrow? Getting prepped.
Well,
11, it's an early game. And how far? I'm asking you this: how far is the stadium from you guys where you're staying at?
I don't know that for sure. Nick will research.
It's about a 27-minute subway ride from Penn Station, which is right across the street from us.
So we'll take
to the Bronx.
We'll take that. But the stadium opens up at 9 a.m. this time, so 8 a.m. Central Time for the 3 hours before the game. Mm-hmm. And the pregame show obviously starts the same time. So either we'll be on our way to the stadium or somewhere we could do our segments for that. We'll figure that out tomorrow. But we want to be there as early as we can to see all the sights of pregame. And I mean, think about that. We'll be in Yankee Stadium. I know it's weird for a football game, but we're going to be in Yankee freaking Stadium tomorrow for this game.
In the Bronx.
And seeing all the...
In the Bronx.
In the Bronx. It's going to be an amazing, amazing time. So I'm seeing rain in the forecast, which is wonderful. Yeah.
But no snow.
No snow, but awesome. Rain. So should be a grand weather day in NYC. But we will survive, we will adapt, AD, and we will conquer this and be just fine.
You guys got this, man.
Don't worry about us. Before we get out of here, but again, I want to thank our sponsors for making our trip possible. J-Tech Construction and Solar, High Electric, Lincoln Industries, and A1 Automotive. We thank you all for helping out to making me and Nick's trip possible. We look forward to providing you coverage today, tomorrow, before the game, after the game, during the game. And we would not be here without those sponsors. So thank you for them for that.
Absolutely.
That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, AG, and Nick is next for Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you on Monday also for the pregame show tomorrow. See ya.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.